All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given either by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. We'd like to remind you that the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 is having a series of gospel meetings this week. Services tonight will be at 7 o'clock, and the same will be true for each evening through Friday of this week. Services are at 7 o'clock. We urge you to come to bring your Bibles and study with us God's Word. This is your invitation, and we certainly extend it to you cordially and hope that you will accept our invitation to come and examine and see for yourselves whether or not we teach only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah prophesied in chapter 53 and verse 3 concerning Christ. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Even Jesus himself made the statement in John 12, verse 48, that he who rejects me and does not receive my words as that which judges him. The word that I've spoken will judge him in the last day. And then we find that incident that's recorded in John 1, verse 11, where it says that he, that is Christ, came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. It's interesting to see that truly our Lord was despised and was rejected by men, just like Isaiah prophesied that he would be. Not only did this occur in the time that Jesus lived and walked upon this earth, but it also continues, and it continues right on unto today. How is Jesus rejected? Well, his divinity is one thing that is rejected. We know from Luke 1 and verse 35, the angel answered and said to her, that is Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." So we see in the very beginning of Jesus' announcement of his birth that he was said to be the Son of God. In Luke chapter 3 and verse 22, we find that when Jesus was baptized of John, it says that the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." So here is the official declaration of God, the Father himself, in regards to his Son, that you are my Son, and therefore, you are divine. It's in John 3 and verse 16, a very familiar verse of Scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in John 5 and verse 22, "For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son." So truly, the divinity of Jesus is something that man rejects. He did it in the time that Christ lived. It occurs today. And you might ask the question, well, how or by whom is Jesus rejected? Well, he's rejected by modernists. He's rejected by infidels, those who are unbelievers. He is rejected by those that are those who believe that Jesus did not come in the flesh. In 1 John 2, we read in verse 22, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and Son. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 2, verse 1, but there also were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth shall be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. So truly, we see that these are the ones that reject Christ. But also John, in 2 John, no chapters in 2 John, so beginning with verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that you do not lose those things we work for, but that you may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him, for he that greets him shares in his evil deeds. So Jesus is rejected. His divinity, that aspect of him, is rejected. And he is rejected when we have those who are modernists, those who are infidels, and those who are agnostics who believe that Jesus did not come in the flesh, still alive and present with us in this day and time. But also another way that Jesus is rejected is by the rejection of his authority. In Matthew 28, Jesus made the statement in verse 18, when he came and he spoke to them, and here's what he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. We know in the statement that Jesus made in John 5, verse 26, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God. So we see then that he has authority. To execute judgment requires authority. Jesus executes judgment, therefore Jesus has authority. It's too in John 12, verse 48, Jesus said, he that rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For Jesus' word to have any meaning, to have any impact as far as judgment being made, that requires his word having authority. That requires him having authority. So therefore, Jesus has authority that's been given unto him by God. But yet that authority is rejected. By whom? Well, by popes, by councils, by conferences of men that set up to legislate, to pass laws, to come up with bylaws by which denominations are to go by, and rules and regulations, sometimes amending rules that have been previously made, sometimes adding new rules that have never been made. All of this in the attempt of man usurping the authority of Christ. In fact, we read in 1 Timothy 6, in verse 15, in talking about Christ, he will manifest himself in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. We note, too, that Paul makes the statement in Galatians 1 by inspiration in verse 6, I marvel at your turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. When Paul was with the elders that were from Ephesus, we read in Acts 20 and verse 29 that he makes this statement to them. He says, For I know this, that after my departure, grievous wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. So we see then that warning was given, and that warning continues the need to be forgiven, to be given to us to warn us that we reject the authority of Christ when we put man's orders, man's rules, man's thinking above that which is written in the Scriptures. We do not have the right, and that's what Paul is saying. Even if he or an angel from heaven preaches any other gospel, then they are to be accursed. So it doesn't matter whether it's a priest, whether it's a preacher, whether it's whoever, anyone that preaches another gospel different from what we can find, book, chapter, and verse 4, is to be accursed. We are usurping, they are usurping the authority that belongs only unto Christ. Then too, Christ is rejected in the sense that something as simple as his name is rejected. In Philippians 2 and verse 8, we read, And being found in appearance as man, Christ humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. And concerning that name, we read in Acts 11, verse 26, the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And we find, too, that in regards to this and so many other matters, Colossians 3 and verse 17 says, Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So his name is rejected. How is that? Well, by all of the sectarian names that we're so familiar with in the world around us that we live, these names, these labels that are used of a religious nature, that names that cannot be found in the Scriptures. In Acts 4, verse 11, it says, This is the stone that was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. We find in Romans 7 and verse 4, Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit unto God. And Peter made the statement in 1 Peter 4, verse 16, If anybody suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but rather let him glorify God in this matter. So we see then that the only name that we need to wear is a name that bears the name of Christ, and that is Christian. Nothing more, nothing less. But the name of Christ is rejected because of all of these sectarian names that we hear in the religious world. Friends, our lesson is not ended, so we'll continue it with tomorrow. Until then, we see our time is up. We thank you for listening. We hope that you'll come to the meeting tonight at the East Albertville Church of Christ at 7 o'clock. Until tomorrow, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM, and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.